Welcome to the Media Line. I'm Lawrence Rifkin. Joining me is Dr. Or Anabi of the Israel Democracy Institute. Dr. Anabi, what trends do the findings from the IDI's most recent pandemic era survey show regarding overall public concerns about health and economics?
We found an increase among Israelis who are afraid of either getting sick themselves or for one of their family members. We also found that more and more Israelis fear to their economic future. We see that around 75% of Jewish and Arab Israelis are afraid of getting sick. As for the economic situation, 76% of Arabs and 58% of Jews are worried about their economic future. One explanation for the differences is that at the beginning of this crisis, the Arab population economic situation was more precarious.
What do the latest findings show about trust in government experts, for example, those experts in the health and economic spheres?
From the beginning of this crisis, we saw a higher level of trust in the government's medical expert than in their economic expert. Now we are seeing a dramatic decline in trust in both. Today, only 40% of Israelis trust the government's medical experts, and only 23% trust the government's economic expert. There isn't much of a difference on this topic between the Jewish and the Arab Israelis.
You are listening to Dr. Or Anabi of the Israel Democracy Institute. What about trust in elected officials in Israel?
The new health minister, Yuli Edelstein, has had almost 2 months on the job. From the onset, the trust in him was low and has dropped even further to 27%. As for Prime Minister Netanyahu, we see a dramatic decline in the number of Israelis who trust him to manage this crisis successfully. In the beginning of the crisis, around 57% of Israelis had confidence in him, and today the number has dropped almost by half to 29%. Even among Likud voters, only 54% have confidence in him to manage this crisis successfully.
Dr. Or Anabi, thank you for joining me at the Media Line. I'm Lawrence Rifkin.